Chapter 10, Part 1, New Beginnings. Emma's college graduation marked not just the culmination of her academic journey, but also the beginning of a new chapter in her life. The young woman who had entered college, burdened with grief and responsibility, had emerged as a confident advocate, ready to navigate the world with a sense of purpose. The transition from college to the next phase of her life brought with it a mixture of excitement, uncertainty, and a deep sense of achievement. With her degree in psychology and her extensive experience in advocacy work, Emma found herself at a crossroads. Her passion for helping others, particularly young carers, was as strong as ever, but she also yearned to explore new avenues where she could apply her skills and experiences. After much contemplation and guidance from mentors and peers, Emma decided to pursue a career in social work, a field that perfectly aligned with her desire to make a tangible difference in people's lives. Emma's transition into professional life was a significant adjustment. The structure and rhythm of a full-time job were different from the flexibility of college life. She found herself learning anew how to balance her work commitments with her personal life and continued advocacy efforts. Despite the challenges, Emma was invigorated by the opportunities to apply her academic knowledge and personal experience in a practical setting. In her new role as a social worker, Emma worked closely with families facing various challenges, including those with young carers. Her personal journey resonated deeply with the individuals she helped, allowing her to connect with them on a level that went beyond professional boundaries. Emma's empathy, understanding, and practical advice were invaluable to these families, who often felt unheard and unsupported. The fulfillment Emma found in her work was immense. Each day presented new challenges, but also new opportunities to make a positive impact. The stories of resilience and strength she encountered continually inspired her and reinforced her commitment to her chosen career path. Alongside her professional pursuits, Emma maintained her involvement in advocacy for young carers. She continued to speak at events, write for her blog, and participate in policy discussions. Her experiences as a social worker provided her with fresh perspectives and insights, which she used to enrich her advocacy work. Emma's personal life also began to flourish in new ways. Freed from the intense responsibilities that had defined her teenage years, she found more time to explore her interests and hobbies. She reconnected with old friends and made new ones, expanding her social circle beyond the realm of caregiving and advocacy. One of the most significant changes in Emma's life was her newfound independence. Living on her own for the first time, she experienced the joys and challenges of managing her life entirely on her terms. This independence was both liberating and daunting as she navigated the complexities of adult life, from financial management to building a home for herself. As Emma adjusted to her new routine, she found a sense of balance that had eluded her in the past. The lessons she had learned as a young carer, resilience, empathy, time management, and the importance of self-care, were now the foundations upon which she built her adult life. This new beginning was a testament to Emma's growth and transformation. She had faced immense challenges and had not only overcome them, but had also used them as stepping stones to build a fulfilling and meaningful life. Her journey was a powerful reminder that even in the face of adversity, new beginnings are possible, and they can lead to incredible places. As Emma settled into her new life, she found herself reflecting on the journey that had brought her to this point. The challenges she had faced as a young carer had shaped her into a person of depth and resilience, and these qualities were now the cornerstones of her new beginning. In her social work, Emma's days were filled with meaningful interactions. She often worked with young people, drawing on her own experiences to offer guidance and support. Her ability to empathize deeply and offer practical advice made her a cherished figure among the individuals and families she assisted. Each success story, each moment of breakthrough with her clients, fueled her passion and reaffirmed her choice of career. Outside of work, Emma continued to nurture her advocacy efforts. She became a well-known figure in the community of young carers, often invited to speak at conferences and contribute to policy discussions. Her blog and podcast grew in popularity, becoming valuable resources for those seeking understanding and support in the world of caregiving. But it wasn't all work for Emma. She rediscovered the joy of leisure and the importance of nurturing relationships. She rekindled old friendships and made new connections, finding joy in shared experiences and the simple pleasures of life. Emma also returned to her love for painting, using it not just as a form of expression, but also as a way to unwind and reflect. Her art, once a channel for processing grief and responsibility, now depicted her journey of growth and the brighter aspects of her life. One significant development in Emma's life was her growing relationship with a fellow social worker, Alex. They had met at a professional conference and quickly found common ground in their passion for helping others. Alex was understanding of Emma's past and supportive of her ongoing advocacy work. Their relationship brought a new dimension of happiness and companionship to Emma's life, something she had not prioritized during her years as a young carer. Despite the new beginnings and the positive changes in her life, Emma remained grounded. She regularly visited her father and Max, maintaining the close bonds they had forged through years of shared experiences. These visits were a reminder of where her journey began and the unconditional love that had sustained her through the toughest times. Professionally, Emma began to explore further avenues where she could make a difference. Inspired by her work with families, she started a community initiative that focused on providing resources and support for young carers. The initiative quickly gained traction, thanks to Emma's reputation and dedication, and became a vital resource in the community. As she looked to the future, Emma envisioned a life where she could continue to grow both personally and professionally. She saw herself not just as a social worker or advocate, but as a lifelong learner and seeker of new experiences. Her journey had taught her that life is a tapestry of challenges and triumphs, and she was eager to see what the next chapters would hold. Emma's story, from a young carer to a social worker and advocate, was a narrative of transformation, resilience, and hope. It was a testament to the power of overcoming adversity and using one's experiences to drive positive change in the world. As she stood on this new threshold, Emma was not just starting a new chapter. She was continuing a journey of growth and impact, ready to embrace whatever the future held.